Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, farmers being urged to protect pigs against the deadly porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, PEDV. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes at the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
With the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children, protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
The first case of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, PEDV, emerged last April in the United States. Since then, it has spread to 30 states and is responsible for more than 7 million deaths in piglets. PEDV is said to destroy the lining of the pig's gut, causing severe diarrhea and dehydration. The handling of the virus was one of the main topics at the recently held 12th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Pig Farmers Association in Mandeville. President and Chief Executive Officer of Jamaica Broilers Group, Christopher Levy, stressed the importance of keeping PEDV out of Jamaica.
This pig disease that's surrounding us is a major issue. It's a big issue. Do not treat the biosecurity on your farm lightly. We have a very unique situation in Jamaica that we're a small island, so we're a relatively clean island, especially as it relates to poultry and pig and the kind of livestock. We have to work assiduously to protect that. Do not take it lightly.
And President of the Jamaica Pig Farmers Association, Delroy Mania, explained the steps taken by the association to prevent PEDV from entering Jamaica. He also has some words of advice for pig farmers.
We have also gone to the ministry. We can't stop import just on that premise because there are other regulations, but we have been able to get the ministry and get the importers to understand that we are in a crisis situation. Well, not really a crisis situation, but we have to be very proactive as far as this is concerned. We ask that we continue. We ask you farmers not to allow any visit on your farm just like that, and especially if they're coming from anywhere outside of Jamaica.
The agricultural sector in the United States is still trying to find vaccines and other treatments to stop the spread of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6 and Tuesday, October 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
The proverb for this morning is, "You can't sit on the back and curse cow kin." Translation, "You cannot sit on the back of the cow and curse the skin of the cow." This means we should not belittle others. Additionally, we should never be ungrateful to or disdainful of those who help us. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. And for producer Leona Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.